I'm Pat Morrison here on Air Talk today for Larry Mantle. Think of it as liquorized Kool-Aid. Add water and instant cocktail. The Food and Drug Administration has said it is safe for human consumption and said yes to marketing it, but 27 states so far have said no, that you cannot sell that powder alcohol called Palcohol in their states. California may join their ranks under a bill co-sponsored by Democratic Assemblywoman Jackie Irwin and Republican State Senator Bob Huff. We'll be talking about that with you as well at 866-893-5722. Powdered alcohol, freeze-dried vodka, rum, powderitas, perfect for backpacking. But the concerns in many states and now in California is that it would make it even easier for young people to drink on the sly, to binge drink, and the disadvantages to that we have seen in the past and the legislation that's come down about that, now perhaps extending to powdered alcohol. Our number is 866-893-5722. And on the Air Talk page, you can leave your comments, too, at kpcc.org. Jackie Irwin, the co-sponsor of this, representing the 44th District, which includes Oxnard, Camarillo, and Thousand Oaks, joins us. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me.
When did you first find out about Palcohol?
Well, we heard about it a couple of months ago. There were a lot of states that really had an issue with this after it was approved for sale in the United States. We were really seeing widespread public health concerns with this. And I was on the city council in Thousand Oaks for 10 years. During that time and right before my tenure, we had a number of young people die in tragic alcohol-related accidents and from binge drinking. So I've been very active in the fight to reduce the number of underage drinking incidences in my community. Ventura County was the first county that passed in the whole the social host ordinance, and I was a part of that. And then we had a big community coalition that was fighting against energy drinks and alcohol. We saw that that was a huge threat to public health, and eventually that was banned. So when I see a product like this coming on the market, it just raises huge concerns for me.
What are you hearing from other states? I know a lot of it may be anecdotal, but what are those anecdotes?
Well, I don't necessarily have anecdotes from other states. I think it's really quite obvious that alcohol in this form, in a much lower volume form, much easier to carry, is going to be very attractive to young people. They will be able to bring this alcohol into venues. It'll be much easier for them to access it. And in addition, I think we are looking at a disaster waiting to happen with the idea that you can add powdered alcohol to liquid alcohol and have fortified drinks. We already have a huge problem with acute alcohol poisoning, and to add this into the mix is just asking for disaster.
We're also joined by Mark Phillips. He created Palcohol and has some things to say about some of the objections that have been raised across the states and in this recent legislation sponsored by the Assemblywoman. Thank you for being here.
Thanks very much for having me.
Mr. Phillips, how strong is this? What proof is Palcohol?
Well, when mixed with the liquid, with water, it comes out to about 10% alcohol, like a glass of wine.
And what is the cost compared to if you were going to buy a canned version of one of the cocktails?
Well, this is where Ms. Irwin has all the facts incorrect. And I want to make it very clear that Ms. Irwin, Senator Huff, the people at the California Alcohol Policy Alliance, and every detractor across the nation, they've never tried Palcohol. They've never seen it. They don't know the packaging. They don't know the price. They don't know the marketing. They know nothing about the product.
And but they do know, if Mr. Phillips, if I could say so, they do know about drinking problems for their communities.
Yes, but this will not contribute to that. First of all, it's not easier to sneak into a venue. It is five times the volume of liquid alcohol. It's much easier to sneak liquid alcohol into any venue than powdered alcohol. You can't drink powdered alcohol straight. You can with liquid alcohol. So there are a lot of things about the assertions that these critics are making are just incorrect. Powdered alcohol is five times more expensive, the equivalent in liquid alcohol. So it won't be appealing to kids. Kids usually seek out the least expensive and the easiest way to get drunk. And alcohol is just the opposite of that.
Our number for your calls is 866-893-5722. Maybe if you're a parent and you have some concerns, you would have some questions for both Mark Phillips and for Assemblywoman Irwin about alcohol and its potential. And perhaps you have, as I said, have some experience of your own with this sort of thing and can call us with your questions at 866-893-KPCC. Yvonne from Tustin wants to know, what purpose it serves. So what do you have it, where do you have it, Mr. Phillips, in places that alcohol, you think itself, in its standard liquid constitution, cannot go?
Well, there are so many innovative solutions that alcohol offers. Obviously, for the consumer, it's in backpacking or any outdoor event where weight is a factor. Airlines can use it to save weight instead of serving liquid alcohol on the plane. The medical community wants to use it for antiseptic to take into remote locations for disaster relief. The military is interested in using it for an alternative fuel. Many corporations and companies want to use it in their manufacturing processes. So it's much lighter to ship than liquid alcohol, so it saves in the carbon footprint. So alcohol offers so many innovative solutions to the community.
And yet that ease, I think that, and I'll go back to the Assemblywoman in a minute, would be argued that it's an easy way to get powder into a venue. All you have to do then is buy a bottle of water and mix it up yourself.
It's 5 times bigger than the same equivalent in liquid. So it's 5 times bigger to conceal. It's not easier to sneak in.
So you're saying that, the powdered mix for a single cocktail weighs how much?
About 28 grams.
And how many ounces is that?
One.
So, but it's an ounce that you could take in and then add water, correct?
Yes, but the packaging, as I mentioned, the packaging that it comes in is 5 times bigger than the same shot of liquid alcohol.
So, Assemblywoman Irwin, here we have a product that the Food and Drug Administration has said, fine, we're good with this, that is arguably, you've got the same kind of alcohol content, the same kind of proof you have in a standard drink. So why would it be easier for kids to get if they can already just raid the family liquor cabinet?
Well, first I want to clarify something about the bill. What we are talking about is consumption. So if there are additional medical-related uses to powdered alcohol, certainly this bill is not dealing with that issue. And I guess I don't understand, because everything we see from the marketing talks about this being powdered alcohol being easier to carry and much lighter, and therefore, in my opinion, much easier for young people to access. And I just want to go back a little bit to the fight against alcoholic energy drinks. We had huge concerns from parents, law enforcement, healthcare advocates, and it wasn't until we had a number of underage drinking deaths with the alcoholic energy drinks that the FDA finally decided to ban it. So just because the FDA says that it's a safe product for consumption, just because we haven't seen these issues yet, doesn't mean there isn't precedent for the FDA basically approving something that is unsafe. So what I think this is a great opportunity to look at a product that so clearly has huge risks for our youth. I don't think that we need to go down this path, and I think this is the right time to ban it. And again, we are not breaking new ground in California. 27 other states are banning the sale of powdered alcohol. And we have a coalition that is growing. We have public safety. We have the sheriff of Ventura County. We have healthcare advocates. We have a huge number of people that are going to oppose this bill. We've worked with stakeholders. Even the alcohol companies are not going to be opposing it. So, you know, as far as I can see, that the only true opposition to this bill is by the manufacturer.
Assemblywoman, why are not present laws adequate about this? We have laws, we have signs up in liquor stores and in grocery stores, we have regulations, we have laws that can arrest and prosecute people who buy liquor for underage people. Why aren't those adequate?
Well, this is a whole new product that's being introduced into the market, something that is lighter, more easily accessible, and has a very dangerous potential when it's added to other alcoholic drinks.
Our number, as I said, is 866-893-5722 for your questions about powdered alcohol, palcohol. Let's hear from Pasadena when Jeremy on the line. Thank you for calling, Jeremy.
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin on the rebuttal of this. I mean, this is another example of government just not looking at how to solve a problem and trying to take something that they think is a problem and making it a larger issue than it is. The idea that you can mix powdered alcohol with another liquid to create alcohol is exactly what you can do with liquid alcohol. It's no different. It's like arguing about edible marijuana versus smokable marijuana. In the end, the effects are the same. There's no difference. And I just think it's this sort of witch hunt against something that someone doesn't like or believe in. If you really want to stop drinking and underage drinking, try to ban alcohol. Why is powder?
We've done that before.
Well, right. So, I mean, this is if that's what you're against, underage drinking, then approach the problem from underage drinking. Banning powdered alcohol isn't going to stop kids from drinking. It just isn't.
Jeremy, thank you. Let me go back to the assemblywoman with Jeremy's points.
First of all, obviously, we are not going to ban alcohol, and we are not going to eliminate teenage drinking. What we're trying to do is reduce the amount of underage drinking. And it is talking about government shouldn't be stepping in. That's to me, not a very rational argument. It's the obligation and responsibility of government to protect young people whose minds aren't fully developed and can't fully comprehend the consequences of their actions. There's a reason the drinking age is 21. This is adding one more thing to the mix. We have a big problem in our country with underage drinking, and we should take steps to make sure that we reduce the amount of kids that have access to alcohol at an early age.
Victoria is calling us from Redondo Beach. Thank you, Victoria.
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering, the maker of alcohol continues to reference concealing is more difficult because in its liquid form it's greater, but what about bringing alcohol into venues in its powder form? That seems a lot easier, and I'd be curious to hear what he has to say about that.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Mr. Phillips, is alcohol so bulky that it would be noticeable?
Yes. There's so many comments here. One, Ms. Irwin and all the critics, including all the other states that have banned it already, they've never tried it. They've never seen it. All the assertions they're making are inaccurate. They don't know. They've never seen it. So you have to understand that any claim that Ms. Irwin makes is inaccurate.
Well, I think that seeing it and testing it, Mr. Phillips, is one thing, if I may interrupt you. Seeing it and testing it is one thing. The principle of adding another way of getting alcohol is what has got many legislators and many legislatures opposing this.
What they're opposed is, like what Ms. Irwin has mentioned and been quoted on, is about it's easier to conceal. It's easier to sneak in. And to the caller's point, the in powdered form, one shot of powdered alcohol is in the packaging is five times larger than one shot of liquid alcohol in a small little bottle, like the little nips you can buy on the airplane. Five times greater in size.
So what does it measure, about a cup? I'm sorry?
4 inches by 7 inches is the packaging.
5 by 7 inches.
4 by 7.
4 by 7 for one drink.
Right, correct. It's large. And to the point, my degree's in elementary education. I was a first grade teacher. The last thing I want is alcohol in the hands of underage drinkers. No one wants that. But to ban it is the mistake. We know that prohibition doesn't work. A concerned parent came to me last year and said, I'm against your product, Mark. It should be banned because I don't want my 15-year-old daughter to get a hold of it. And I said, I appreciate that. But think about this. Which is easier for your daughter to buy, a bottle of vodka in a liquor store or marijuana on the street? Well, we know her daughter cannot buy liquor in the liquor store because she'll be carded. But she can walk right out of that store and buy marijuana easily. We learn from prohibition that to keep alcohol out of the hands of underage drinkers, we regulate it and we tax it. And by regulating Palcohol, it will keep it out of the hands of kids. By voting to ban Palcohol is a vote to make it easier for kids to get a hold of it.
Assemblywoman Irwin, he's saying that a vote to ban this makes it easier for kids to get it.
Yeah, well, I disagree with his statement. And remember, this isn't even on the market yet. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to keep it off the market so we don't have to deal with an additional something additional for our children to deal with in this area.
Mr. Phillips, what kind of counter campaign are you mounting in California and other states that are also considering a ban here?
Well, with all the states taking action, the liquor industry is behind it, of course. This is a threat to the liquor industry because it infringes on their market share and their profits. So they are actively lobbying to ban it. And then critics who are against alcohol or anything new, again, none of them know about the product. When they say it's easier to conceal, they don't know that. When they say it's low cost, they don't know that. Would it say that it's easier for youth to get a hold of it? They don't. That doesn't make any sense because we regulate alcohol just so kids don't get a hold of it. And if you don't, if you ban it, it will make it easier for kids to get a hold of that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's hard for myself and my associates to keep up with 50 states' legislation and the lobbying effort and infrastructure that the lobby alcohol has in place. It's very difficult, but I will try my best to talk with the legislators in California to inform them about the truth about Palcohol and not the hyperbole that is being put forth by critics who know nothing about it, including the assembly member and the senator who are introducing the bill.
Ms. Irwin, can you tell us very quickly what the status of this legislation is now?
Well, we just introduced the bill yesterday, and I have broad bipartisan support. As I mentioned before, we have law enforcement and health officials, and I'm sure we are going to get very many other people on board. This is a very sensible solution to protect our children, to reduce their access to alcohol, and I really don't see that there's going to be any issue getting it through the legislature.
Thank you both. Jackie Irwin, the Assemblywoman representing the 44th District, and Mark Phillips, who created what we're talking about, the powdered alcoholic drink called Palcohol. Still room for your comments on the AirTalk page at kpcc.org. Back about ISIS after some news headlines with Hetty Lynn Hurdy.